Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio in Madison and on the Shaw. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to Wisco Paul. Some very, very good points. And here's the thing, Wisco Paul, keep fighting and voting, but some of the points you made, one of them, and I want to talk about the governor race right now. I think it is absolutely true that Evers could be more forceful in speaking out against the Republicans. On January 6th, when Biden went after Trump, that was the first time he did it that directly in his presidency, and it galvanized the base, and it should have been done earlier, and it should continue to be done. The same has to be done with Voss and LeMahieu and Gableman and the Republicans coming from the governor and the attorney general. They have the bully pulpit. Remember, Theodore Roosevelt said that one thing he had was the bully pulpit. By that, he meant when the president of the United States or the governor of the state or the attorney general of the state issue a statement, it gets printed. Television cameras cover it. People look at the force and enthusiasm in the words, and it sways opinion. It sways opinion. And up until now, a lot of the statements have been, come on, guys, gosh, this is a hot mess. Come on, guys. You have to understand something. Voss is servile to Trump. He is an apparatchik. Just like you would never get somebody in the Stasi to say anything bad about Russia, even though they're East Germans. You will never, ever, ever get these people, Voss, Gableman, Kapenga, the rest of them, to do anything that is normal, rational, patriotic, or in the interest of Wisconsin and the United States, ever. And the same with Ron Johnson. There has to be said, it has to be said, this is a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. They will take power even when they lose elections. And then they will try to send the elections board to prison for felonies, and they will count the votes. And Evers has got to say, quote, Joseph Stalin, mass murderer, thief, sadist, head of the Soviet Union, once said, quote, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes, end quote. And that is being said right now by the Republican Party. They are a tumor, malignant tumor on the body politic. Yeah, that's strong stuff. Something's got to be said. Something has got to be said. Now, having said that, I'm supporting Evers, and he will beat the Duchess of Foxconn. Why? Because when you see the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, you look at those eyes, you think of Kim Reynolds in Iowa, Kristi Noem in South Dakota. There is a coterie of people, very attractive women, and those eyes, the message from those eyes would make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. If you get her in, you will find that the electors of Wisconsin on presidential elections will be decided in the majority gerrymandered state legislature. Your election was a beauty contest. You will find that you are going to lose your right to vote for lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instruction, because it'll be put on a referendum ballot after it passes two sessions of the legislature, and Voss will gavel it through twice, whenever Evers is called the special election or a special session of the legislature to deal with policing or dealing with anything. They gavel it in, gavel it out in 15 seconds. They have absolute Soviet control over their Politburo. Absolute. Absolute. And I'm not overstating the case. Remember, it's Johnson who said he doesn't even trust the CIA and the FBI. This is not an American party. You must understand that. It is not an American party. And if she gets in, passes two sessions of the legislature, it'll go on the ballot, a referendum. They'll spend $100 million. There'll be a close election. The Trump base will vote for it. The kinds of mindset that voted in Algeria a long time ago, but in this century, to get rid of their own right to vote. It was a proposition on a ballot. Do you agree that you should no longer be able to vote? Vote on it right now. And they voted on it and said, yeah, we agree we should no longer be able to vote. The rabble will do this. You must understand that. Individually, people are made in the image and likeness of God. They are human beings. We're all equal. We're all of equal dignity. But the crowd, the mob, becomes a rabble. And the Trump crowd has become a rabble. So there you have it, Wisco Paul. There you have it, Wisco Paul. You know, a senator who amazes me at his oiliness and servility, Ted Cruz, he went on Tucker Carlson the other day and apologized for using the word terrorist. He said that on January 6th, and he said this a lot on the campaign trail, there's terrorist violence against the government. Tucker Carlson called on him. Tucker Carlson is a guy who said the FBI launched that insurrection. Tucker Carlson defiles the license of Fox or anywhere else. And here's what Cruz said. He groveled. He said, quote, Tucker, yesterday I used a dumb choice of words. And unfortunately, a lot of people are misunderstood what I said. In 1984, George Orwell, writing about authoritarianism and fascism and communism, Stalin's Russia, Mussolini, Hitler, wrote this about one of the characters. He said, quote, he became simply a mouth that uttered, a hand that signed whatever was demanded of him. His sole concern was to find out what they wanted him to confess and then confess it as quickly as possible before the bullying started anew. That was true when he wrote it in the 1940s and is true of Cruz right now. Carlson is unbelievable. Tucker Carlson is unbelievable. He said, I don't believe Cruz. Cruz tried to grovel to him. And Carlson said he didn't believe him. And it was described as follows, that Cruz played the role of a regretful puppy rolling over and showing Carlson his belly. Cruz. Going to the lines for one last comment. We have 2 minutes left. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I'm sorry I didn't listen to the show earlier. I just got in my truck. A quick question. Who would you recommend we support to run against Ron Johnson, who can beat him with his eyes closed, other than you, unless you want to throw your hat at?
Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. Let me tell you where I am at on that. I know four of the candidates very, very well. And I know of some of the others, but four of them I know very, very well. I have a high opinion of all of them. I believe any one of the four of them are competent to be U.S. Senator and are honest. What I am wrestling with is who, in my judgment, is most likely to be able to beat Ron Johnson. And right now, I've not decided that at all for a couple of good reasons. One of them being the campaign is really just starting. They're just starting to speak about their issues. They're all very good. They'd be very, very good votes for the Democratic Party. But I'm simply not in a position right now to make a recommendation, Bill. It would be wrong and based on incomplete information. They don't even have to file their notice of candidacy till May, and they don't have to file their nomination papers till June. So I'm going to stand by, but we're going to have a close dialogue on this, and I will be back on that subject. Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. I really appreciate it. We come to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. Stand by for some great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Oh,